Here during this full moon cycle. As it's coming to its completion, let's first consider how ubiquitous circles, round, the idea of that is all around us. The sun and the moon are circles. The sunflower is a circle. Just reflect on that. Circles, round. Your face, our face, more or less, is round. Our eyes. It's a wonderful contemplation to observe any one thing, in this case, circle, round, and just observe it. Notice how many repetitions of that there are on our planet. And then to just muse on it. There's no definitive answer. Why did Mother Earth choose round? And it can be any shape. We used to do that in the Sunday meditations for the earth. We would consider branching and how rivers and branches and nerve system and capillary system, etc., they all have the same basic theme and shape. It's very worthwhile because it increases our powers of observation. It increases our intimacy with our own world and with our body, because our body has these same rubrics, identities repeated in them. So we get more intimate with our body, and that means we relate to our body in a more full, intimate, caring way, and whatever that is for anybody. And just the idea of observing and then pausing to muse on the fact that, for instance, round, like the sunflower, repeats, 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 repeats. Inside and outside. There are so many ways to train our mind to be more contemplative, to stop chasing. That's not a chasing. To observe is not a chasing. Whereas so much of our day, our mind is spent chasing ideas, desires, definitions, our ideas of how things should be. And this process, observe, pause, and muse, is a calming, is an expanding, and will always increase the relatedness and intimacy. Those who are reading Braiding Sweetgrass, that's in every one of her sentences, how intimate. Her relatedness is to all her relations. And before we enter our meditation this morning, one can pause with the idea that it is intimacy that is missing. It's intimacy is why our planet has gotten into the trouble that it has, why we have done what we've done to our planet. So we smile with how easy again. Our ways of taming and training the mind, our ways of adjusting our sense of reality, they're easy how to do that. And free. And so we smile and put our hand on our heart, and right away is a feeling of roundness, inclusive. We just put our hand on our heart. Our hand isn't round, not really. Our heart isn't really round. Our chest isn't. But the feeling is round. Again, observe. Muse. Maybe have awe about that. Wow. Wow. And just sitting, if we, stay present with our own experience. It itself doesn't stop. There's that roundness, expansion, a gentle bliss, a gentle ease. And if we bring a thought to mind, let it be of others. Of our world. And of our intimate responsibility. And those thoughts, because they are genuine and loving kindness, are absorbed into this roundness. Into this gentle ease. And when a stone is dropped in a pond, the ripples around, and we can feel that there are ripples emanating out, inclusive, absorbing. Embracing. And so we just stay present in this simplicity. The simplicity ripples out. We stay present like a flower on its stalk. Just being. And in that simplicity of being, so many of the beings are assisted and helped and fed and nourished. And the same is so for us sitting here, individually and the group field, a group field that is round and emanating, and each of us sitting absorbed in our meditation and emanating round ripples that embrace and absorb and invite and resonate. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And our breath feels round. And we breathe with all beings. And our experience is round. Inclusive, absorbing a oneness oh. Oh. Love you all. Observe. Muse. At one. Create your day.